the gift of the eagle and the condors, the ability to fly above your life situations and to acquire perspective. Eagles have 6 times the visual acuity that we do. And they're able to catch up drafts of wind effortlessly and fly above the atmosphere, high above the clouds. Condors have been known to fly at altitudes of 18, 20,000 feet. So they are the ones who reach the upper atmosphere of the Earth, the very rarefied air. They can see the curvature of the planet, the landscape of our lives in detail. And I'd like to take you through a journey where you can experience the perspective of the eagle and the condor. Find a place that you can sit back comfortably, relax, close your eyes, take a deep breath, in through your nose, out through your mouth, and another, and as you breathe, feel how this is the wind, the oxygen-rich wind from the Amazon that nurtures you. The salty wind from the Pacific. The crisp winds from the Atlantic, from the north. The dry, arid winds of the east. How your breath feeds you and sustains you and makes you at one with the breath of the mother, with the breezes that blow through the planet. And imagine that arising from your body, lifting from your body, is an energy, is your luminous body in the form of an eagle that spreads his wings, stretches his wings from your shoulders and rises above you. And merge with the energy of the eagle, with the spirit of the eagle, and let it take you. Feel it spreading its mighty wings. Look at your body below you, at the room becoming fainter as you rise with an updraft, letting the winds take you higher and higher, effortlessly soaring until you see the entire city block below you, until you see the landscape below you higher and higher, until you see the entire outlines of the city or the town that you live in, and the forest or the desert or the mountains that ring your town, and higher up even, until you can see the shoreline, the edge of the continent, the great mountain divides, the other cities, the lights, and higher even, until you see the entire continent, the outlines below you, through the clouds, and feel the sun on your back as your wings carry you higher and higher, letting the currents uplift you effortlessly. And do not be afraid. Feel the warmth on your back. Feel your feathers rippling. And look below you as you begin to see the curvature of the earth, the oceans, the ice caps. Higher and higher, until you see the blackness of space, the void of space around you. And do not be afraid. Let the updraft carry you. Even at this thin air, allow yourself to be uplifted. Your wings are made of light. There's no matter to them. There's no weight. I see the details of our Earth below you. The blue planet that is our home. the rainforests, the deserts, the Sahara, the African subcontinent, the Indian Ocean, the great landmass of China and southern Russia, the Pacific Islands, the great expanse of the Pacific, the deep blue, rich colored. Higher and higher, as you rise above our earth, our home, into the void of space, into the rarefied atmosphere of space, letting the winds of light bring you closer and closer, and higher, and closer to the sun, until you feel the warmth of the sun, and you look up, and there's this great ball of light, this huge ball of light, warming you, sustaining you, and you open your beak, and you drink in this light, drink in this fire, and you feel the fire feeding and nourishing and enriching and supporting and eliciting your own fire so that you and the fire are one. Your body of fire, your body of light. Light fed by light, fire by fire. And begin your journey back down now, descending, catching those drafts, those currents of light. Despite the attraction that you feel for the sun, let the currents take you gently back down. See the earth becoming larger and larger. Our blue planet, the green of the Amazon, the mountain ranges in North America, the great forests, the ice caps. Seeing the continents getting larger, the definition of the cities, the mountain ranges, the coastline, the woods, the familiar landscape of your hometown, the city block, descending a body of fire, of light. Coming back into this room and coming back into your physical body, bringing the light into your body, renewing, healing, refreshing. Bringing the fire from heaven into you. And take a deep breath and another, and rub your hands together and rub your face with your hands, and when you're ready, open your eyes. You can take this journey anytime you like, rising high above your day-to-day problems, gaining perspective on your life, gaining the perspective of the blue planet that we live on, feeling the warmth of the sun, revitalizing yourself with the fire of life, and bringing that back into your physical body to sustain your health, to increase your longevity, and to bring the fire into your soul.